The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Markets across Asia are in the red today. They're ignoring a big rally on Wall Street overnight and focusing instead perhaps on the futures markets, which are pointing to a triple-digit drop for the Dow. Seoul is the worst performer in Asia, down 1.75%. Singapore isn't far behind, though. The STI is down 1.5% at 29.67. Losers are outpacing gainers on the broader market by a margin of more than 2-1. What is driving the sell-off and what is driving all this volatility? I don't know about you, but some of us are getting whiplash watching the market go up and down. Well, there are dozens of possible explanations: interest rates, midterm elections, oil prices, Brexit. Take your pick. SGX market strategist Jeff Halley has another theory, though. He says it's all linked to data privacy. Jeff joins us now to explain the connection. Jeff, privacy's been in the news a lot lately with data breaches and hacks, but what does any of this have to do with market volatility and the recent bearish sentiment?
Good afternoon, Michael. Well, there were two key events in October, or two big nights that we've seen that have really driven a lot of the volatility that we've seen. It was the night of Wednesday the 10th. And the night of the 24th of October. So both those nights, we saw big sell-offs in the US and the STI opened more than 1% lower. So we had those two big overnight gaps. And it has coincided with some pretty big developments in the ongoing focus on the US on consumer data privacy. The first was back on the October the 10th that night, where we saw the second US Senate Commerce Committee hearing, and that was basically all on examining lessons from what the EU has done with general data protection. And then, of course, on the 10th last night, on the 24th last night, we had the session start off with Tim Cook basically tweeting a series of tweets that were basically looking at privacy as a fundamental right and saying what the US should be doing. So there is more and more risk that there will be federal regulation on consumer data privacy. And you've got to remember that a lot of the really big stocks in the US have big online businesses and will be affected potentially through the costs of regulation, as much as the federal government would try to make those costs less onerous.
Like I say, you're the first person I've heard who's really highlighted this link between the congressional hearings on privacy and the market downturn. It's also really interesting that you mention Tim Cook. So while his competitors were addressing the U.S. Senate, he recently discussed the issue of privacy at a forum in Europe. Let's hear for a moment what he had to say.
Not only here in Europe, but around the world, regulators are asking tough questions and crafting effective reforms. It is time for the rest of the world, including my home country, to follow your lead. We at Apple are in full support of a comprehensive federal privacy law in the United States.
Quite interesting, right? I mean, so here we have Tim Cook, the head of Apple, saying we need a privacy law. Of course, his business doesn't really depend on advertising and consumer data the way that Google's or perhaps Amazon's does, right? You know, Apple sells gadgets and services.
Like Alphabet, Amazon, Facebook, Netflix, for instance. So you look at those companies with those big online businesses and the streaming and so forth, they've basically doubled the declines of the Dow Jones since the end of September. So that group of stocks that have the online businesses, as opposed to the likes of Apple or Microsoft, they've actually declined around 15%. And it's not just, like, obviously, the CEO of the world's biggest stock. It's the committee chairman of the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee. He did note that he said in the wake of Facebook's Cambridge Analytical scandal, and he also looked at other instances, including vulnerable in Google Plus accounts, he said it's increasingly clear that industry self-regulation in the area is not sufficient.
So why do you think investors are scared of regulation in this area? I mean, no one wants to see consumer data hacked. No one wants to see elections meddled with. So what are investors scared of?
No, I mean, it's exactly the right direction that it should be heading. It's just, I mean, it's just going to be a small cost. Obviously, when there's more regulation, there's a cost of the business, and the business might not have particularly high margins and might have a wide base of revenues coming in from across the world, albeit it might be particularly a tight margin for those revenues, and then having costs of potential breaches or costs of complying and so forth can obviously add to the costs of the business. it's all potential, but it has basically there's been some pretty big developments that have pretty much precisely coincided with the bouts of the volatility that we've seen so far this month. And of course, there's also been a massive proliferation of these online businesses across the world in recent years.
I'm wondering, how do you see this part of the story playing out? Do investors, are they going to have to see the new regulations enacted before they calm down? And I mean, that could take a while. Is it the uncertainty, or what do you see?
Yeah, well, I think if you're focused on equities, this is one area you need to focus on. Basically, look at the sectors and the drivers of the sectors, because if you look at other assets like the U.S. dollar trade weighted index or the fixed income markets represented by U.S. 10-year yields, you look at those big asset benchmarks in the month to date, they're not really changed too much. U.S. dollar index is maybe up 1% over the past 3 weeks, and yields aren't really too much changed. So this definitely is an equity-driven story, and it's obviously tech has been a key sector driving it. So earnings, very important, obviously, at the moment, but in terms of potential policy thematics that are playing out through the market, particularly in the infotech sector, this is a key one to watch and keep following.
Jeff, what does this mean for Singapore stocks? I know you've been tracking the best and worst performers of late.
Yeah, as expected, when you have volatility, you're typically more volatile stocks, or those stocks that tend to swing around more than the actual STI benchmark move more. And we've seen that. The high beta stocks, the likes of Keppel Corporation, City Developments, Gunting Singapore, they're cyclical stocks and they do swing around more than the STI on average. And they've averaged 15% gains in 15% declines in the month of October so far. So they're kind of on par with those big online businesses, these big cyclical sensitive stocks. But then the less cyclical stocks, the defensive stocks such as Golden Agri Resources, Dairy Farm International, Wilmar International, those consumer staple type of defensive businesses have been very different. They've only declined on average by 1%. And this is basically looking at where we're trading in the mid-afternoon of today on the 25th of October. And those stocks generally don't swing around as much. They might swing around half as much as the STI on average when you look over the past 1 to 2 years.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much for sharing your insights and that look at the data with us. We've been speaking with Jeff Howie. He is the market strategist at SGX. We've been talking about how data privacy is linked to the recent market sell-off.